The fairy wedding that I'm going to describe takes place in Book 3, A Wish is Granted. The setting is the fairy garden located on the farm where I lived until I was almost 9. Besides Tonos, the Ashtar commander I met in Book 1, Path of Sweetness, myself, I'm an ordained minister in SVH, Serenity Vibration Healing, and the Swivelers, the other participants were Shalaya, the fairy I reunited with in Book 1, Path of Sweetness, Rosebud, the boy fairy Gia created to be Shalaya's mate in Book 2, Blossoming of Love, the fairies in Shalaya's garden, Laponi, the genie assisting our joy council, Wunfred, the dragon king who is the ring bearer, and Pudi, an extremely large prehistoric lizard living in Shalaya's garden. The wedding begins with fireworks, courtesy of Laponi, bursting in the sky. The fairy girls have been waiting behind a veil, also created by Laponi, and as the veil moves aside, they enter the ceremony riding on Pudi's back. As he walks slowly forward, the girls are dancing around a maypole that is secured to a saddle on his back. A slide is brought into position so that each girl can slide down it and go stand next to her little man. The boy fairies are wearing white tuxedos with tails. They have on white top hats with flowers around the bottom, and each has a flower in his shirt. Shalaya's dress is pink and looks like whipping cream. The other girls' dresses are all the colors of the rainbow. After I thank Pudi the lizard for conveying the girls to the ceremony area, I address the fairies gathered in front of me and tell them that I love all of them. I let them know I'm grateful to get a chance to know them personally, and then ask Rosebud if he has some words to say to Shalaya. Yes, I have prepared something very important to say to my beloved queen and soon to be my forever partner with a ring. My Shalaya, you thought of me and you made me to come into your life. It makes my heart so full that you love me and that you wanted me so much that you would think of me and make me into being. I will spend forever loving you with my heart, with all of my heart, and all of our babies, our thousands and thousands of babies that we will have, will all know that I love you to the greatest and highest of every tree, and even to the stars with my heart. I wish I could express to you the love that flows through Rosebud's words, but I know I'll remember the feeling forever. Shalaya, would you like to speak to Rosebud? I have prepared as well. Rosebud, I was never alone. I did not ever feel alone, not even for 1 minute. But once I got you into my life with that thought, I cannot imagine even the tiniest little moment not being with you. For my thought of you is what made me feel so complete, so very whole. If I had known from the beginning of the beginning until I saw you that it would be like this, then I know I would have been lonely for you. But now I am only in this moment and all these moments leading up to this one that is right now, this moment of our bonding. Joy will give us the rings and make it holy. This shall make us a bond that will allow us to be forever. I love you, my Rosebud, and there is no tree on this whole earth that is bigger than the love I feel in my heart for you. There are no stars that are higher or brighter than the brightness and the highest of my love. I will bring you many babies, and we will always let them know together that love is always the glue that sticks everything good together. I've been crying, but I managed to tell Shalaya how beautiful their words were. Then I asked Wunfred to please give Rosebud, Shalaya, and the other fairies their rings. Wunfred gravely intones, "May these rings be the bonds that join your hearts forever." Everything is going smoothly until I instruct Rosebud to put Shalaya's ring on her finger. I hear her say there are boogers on her ring, and I'm so surprised that I can't think of anything to say. She calmly says it's okay. The boogers came out of Wounford's nose, but she cleaned them off. I was just glad that you didn't breathe fire along with them. I gather my wits, confirm that all the fairies have their rings, and then pronounce all of them partners for life. I'm so rattled by the booger incident that I forget an important part of the ceremony. Shalaya reminds me by asking, with a tone of anticipation in her voice, if they can do the kissing now. Yes, definitely now is the time for kissing. You may kiss your partners. Now that it's time for the toast, Laponi makes it rain dew directly into each fairy glass. But before I can say anything, there is a tremendous roaring sound. I mean, this was a blast of noise. It takes me a moment before I'm even able to speak and ask Wounford what that was about. He explains that he spoke in dragon because he had a great desire to make the flow of light, and that flame is always part of the union of a dragon couple. I'm still rattled by his roar, but I do manage to thank him. Shalaya says in a shaky voice that it was quite scary, and her legs are still trembling. I tell her it scared me too, but at least now she's seen a dragon. She remarks that he's a noisy one. Wounford replies that the roar was necessary to seal their marriage and, of course, he gives his apologies for the boogers, then asks, what is a boogers? I'm laughing too much to answer right away, but finally, I manage to ask the pony to explain it. He does so telepathically, and immediately Wounford says, oh no, really, I do apologize to all of you if there were boogers on your rings. I console Wounford by saying that this was the perfect earthy touch for the wedding. Shalaya, very businesslike now, says they have a party to attend and invites Tonas and me to come along if we wish. I hope you've enjoyed this excerpt. The fairies, dragons, and the genie Laponi play major roles in all the Joy Chronicles, beginning with Book 2, Blossoming of Love. Namaste.